This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. It's not something you normally associate with New Hampshire, but for decades, archaeology has been quietly thriving here. This summer, the State Conservation and Rescue Archaeology Program, or SCRAP, will host a field school in which volunteers can take up shovels and brushes to help uncover artifacts at two different dig sites. Joining me now to discuss the program is New Hampshire State Archaeologist Richard Beauvert, who will be directing fieldwork this summer. Richard, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So describe for us these two archaeological sites that you'll be digging into this summer.
Well, they're quite different. The one in the North Country in Jefferson, New Hampshire, is a 12,000-year-old campsite that was used by people hunting caribou. And what they left behind was small bits of stone, maybe some arrangements of rocks for a fireplace or something like that, and a rather subtle presence. It's in a backyard of a bed and breakfast, and if you didn't know the site was there, you'd never have a clue. The other project is in Livermore Falls, a state-owned forest or park. It's located in the towns of Plymouth, Holderness, and Campton. They all come together in one spot. And this place was an active place for industrial purposes for almost 200 years. Because of the waterfalls there, it provided a tremendous source of energy, which was used over that span of time. And one after another, mills would come in, they would thrive, they would go out of business one way or another. Some of them burned, some of the mills failed because of the economy and so forth. And eventually it went back to a near natural state, but you can still see foundations of the mills and houses out there. And it's a history that is known in part, but there's an awful lot that we don't know.
So it sounds like these two sites, you'll have folks digging up very different things.
Absolutely.
In that first site you mentioned in the North Country, what kind of things might you expect to find there?
Well, we always hope to find the tools, particularly the spear points and the scrapers and so forth. And we do routinely find them, but not in huge numbers.
And you're referring to not the Abenaki, but...
Well, this would be 12,000 years ago. They were ancestral to the Native Americans of the Northeast, including the Abenaki and all the other tribes. Because of the passage of time and groups moving in and out, they weren't the sole ancestors of the Abenaki. It's very difficult to say. But yes, they were the first people to live on the landscape after the glacier left, and they're ancestral to the Native Americans of the Northeast.
And who will be assisting? Who are these volunteers? Are they students? Are they people who just have an interest in this kind of thing? Is a combination of the two, perhaps?
Definitely a combination. We have high school students, college students, graduate students, people who are taking their summer vacation to come out in the field school, retirees, a little bit of everybody. Many people have an interest in archaeology, and our program is designed to take people who are interested, show them how it's done properly, scientifically, ethically, and give them a firsthand experience in doing archaeology.
Is there any concern that people who aren't as experienced as perhaps people who do it for a profession and not just an avocation might be well-meaning but might actually damage something that they find?
That's why we call it field school. It's okay. My job to take people who are interested, who are willing to learn, and show them how to do it properly. And while they may not achieve perfection, we do our best to make sure that they're doing it as best as they can. And if there is a mistake, we tell them, don't worry about it, tell us. It's amazing what we can do to compensate for an error. And so, yes, there's always going to be an opportunity for an error, but that's true in any profession.
So what's it like to find something that people may not have seen or handled in 12,000 years?
It's a real experience. It is very difficult to describe. But you do pull it out of the ground, whatever it might be, a spear point, a piece of pottery, and you look at it and you admire the workmanship and you realize this was very important to somebody a long time ago. And you are the first person in thousands of years to touch it. That can have a real interesting effect on you. And you literally get in touch with the past. And that kind of motivates you through the times when you don't find anything. That's a very common pattern in archaeology. You may do a tremendous amount of work, digging, sifting, whatever, and not find anything. And you still have to be just as careful and methodical when you're not finding anything as when you do, because you never know when the next shovelful will be very productive.
So do people come back to this program year after year?
Absolutely. I've had them come back tens of years. It's the kind of thing that once you do it and you like it, you can't shake it. those who've been in the program and done it for a long time, you know, can barely walk across a gravel parking lot because you're looking at the ground all the time and you're seeing these unusual things and, oh, that looks, no, that's not. It does get to be quite a favorite thing to do.
So what do you do with the stuff that you find?
Well, first, we do our best to categorize it, wash it, catalog it, try to get some understanding of it. Most of what we find is not exhibit quality. These are typically what we find is little chips of stone left over from making the tools. And they're very useful to us because they mark where somebody made a tool, and it's truly rubbish. Where you find it, it's where they left it. So we keep track of that. We analyze it. We analyze the other tools as well. But it doesn't all go on display. And we have a few places where we can put things up on display. New Hampshire does not have a museum dedicated to archaeology, so we're at a loss there. But we do try to get the information back out to the public. We publish our findings in various journals. We make it available in terms of public presentations and try to get the occasional museum exhibit up.
So for those folks who really want to see the stuff that is exhibit-worthy, where would they go?
Well, there are some good exhibits at the Manchester Historic Association. Their artifacts tend to be those from the Manchester area, but they're a pretty good representation of what's in New Hampshire. The Mount Kearsarge Indian Museum has artifacts on display. Then after that, it would be a collection of local historical societies and things of that sort. I think the Hopkinton has a rather nice collection. They're scattered about the state, and they're usually examples of what was found many years ago by the residents of the community, and they can be quite interesting.
Richard Beauvais is New Hampshire State Archaeologist, and he'll be directing field work at the Scrap Field School this summer. Richard, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
The deadline for signing up is Monday, June 12th, and you can find a link to their website at our website, nhpr.org.